It is the Saturday Farm Page, 88.9 WLRY. Connie Smith, I finally remembered not to say morning at the end of Saturday Farm Page because it actually runs at 7 p.m. now as well. And who do we have on the Saturday Farm Page this week?
Oh, gosh. Well, we have Carrie Murphy from the Lancaster Fairfield County Recycling Center. And this interview is all about spring cleaning your kitchen. She talks about different products that you can make to spring clean your kitchen. She also talks about different things that you can get rid of, different things that you can recycle, reuse in your kitchen. We did kind of a series with her. We've been building on this series, I'm cleaning my garage. I'm cleaning my kitchen. What can I do with this or what can I do with that? So this week we're focusing on the kitchen. You know, it's Earth Month. April is Earth Month. And Carrie is very heavily involved in the Seeds of Change event happening at Rising Park on April the 20th.
Right.
So we're featuring a lot of interviews with her about different things you can recycle, reuse, different ways to get rid of things, products that you may not need anymore. Always a pleasure to talk to Carrie. Really, the depth of knowledge she has just blows me away. We've got an interview coming up with her about buying clothing made with recyclable products, which is just absolutely blows me away. But this week we're going to focus on getting the kitchen cleaned up, spring cleaning time, and then I can't tell you how proud I am to bring this next interview with All Saints Consignment Shop. And I think she calls it All Saints Co., but it's really a consignment shop on King Street in the basement of a church.
Oh.
Rachel Seagraves is the person who owns that shop. And it's really an interesting interview about how she decided to start this. She fulfilled a passion in her heart to do this. She worked for many years at the dress code on 33. And remember Mary and the dress code on 33, great consignment shop. And Mary hired her, I think, as a teenager to work for her. And then when that shop closed, she tells the story of how the owner of this church building came to her and said, I think we still need a consignment shop. I still think we need kind of a high-end consignment shop or a woman's consignment shop. And I think she has men's clothing too. So we talk about how this all started and how it's really become her passion. She talks a lot about giving back to community. She wanted to be close to downtown. She wanted to be close to community. She loves to have women come in her shop who are maybe have come out of a domestic violence situation or just a situation where they need to dress for success. They need to dress for a job interview, and at little or no cost, she can help them do that. Very much about taking care of each other, taking care of community. It's a great little shop. It's a fun shop to be in, but more importantly, the story behind this interview, which is, I got to tell you, Mike, the joy in this job with you and these interviews is always the story behind the story, you know, and this story is all about a young person fulfilling their passion, fulfilling their dream, learning to help others and learning, you know, just to be a good soul, you know, and that's what this interview highlights that in so many ways. I'm so proud of this interview. And
very
so
good.
Proud that we have somebody like that very close in downtown Lancaster.
Look forward to that again coming up in the 7 a.m. and also 7 p.m. hour on Saturday. Saturday Farm Page brought to you in part by the Fairfield County Antique Tractor Club, also Bay Food Market, Hugus Fruit Farm, Fairfield County Cattlemen, Rough Seed Farms, Fairfield Federal, and Rise Realty and Rise Land Company. And again, Connie Smith joining us, OSU Extension, Fairfield County. And something we talk about each year, it's the Finding Your Path to Wellness Spring Email Challenge.
Yeah. So spring moves in, you know, are we ready to step outside our comfort zone and find a few things that can improve your wellness? Mm-hmm. And this is a 6-week email challenge to learn about how OSU has tied together, how we can blend nature together. We can talk about our health, maybe get our budgeting on track, think about our mental wellness and maybe our sustainability as to, you know, different things we could do to be more economically smart, you know, and think about, you know, one thing I think I have to think about, is, and it's really bad, Amazon is just too convenient for me.
Oh,
sometimes.
My goodness,
do I
yes.
Really need,
yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Do I need all those boxes? You know, do I need, could I make, you know, combine orders? Could I do this? Let's think about some of those things we could do. You can sign up for that at go.osu.edu/LHLW Fairfield. So that, just think about live healthy, live well. You get to answer a few short questions and try to get those answered by April the 10th. And then during the week, you'll get a free mail challenge. And then you'll receive an email a week beginning the week of April the 10th or April 8th through May the 20th. If you haven't signed up yet, there's still plenty of time to do that. But it's finding your path to wellness, and it will explore a variety of ways you can journey towards a more healthy you, especially as spring arrives. If you have questions, contact Shannon Carter, our family consumer sciences educator, at 740-277-4624 for questions about that. But you can sign up anytime. So just get signed up for that. It's one email a week. It's very, very easy and easy to do. So be sure and get signed up for the Spring Wellness Challenge. And Mr. O'Reilly, I want to call you out on something.
Uh-oh.
I listened to that list of sponsors, and I listened to Hugus Fruit Farm, and I'm so blessed that they're able to be our sponsor, but they also are always willing to do a fruit pruning school.
Yes.
And you know how we've talked about this, and we said Hugus Fruit Farm is one of the coldest places on the face of the earth in the spring of the year, and we thought that changing to a Friday afternoon at 4 p.m., April the 5th, which is what we did last Friday, a week ago, I thought that would be really a sunny, beautiful location. We got there at 4 p.m., we just got ready to start. Would you believe it was snowing when we started pruning fruit trees?
You just can't win for losing when it comes to that. Can you?
I know.
But it's always great to get out to the Hugus Fruit Farm. That's never a bad experience.
That's never a bad experience, but we laughed. We laughed so hard when we got started because your name was mentioned several times about, you know, hey, we know it's going to be cold. We know it's going to be windy. And Mike has said a couple times, it might just snow, Kyle. You don't know that. So it did do that, Mike. But we had quite a group. Actually, we had about 60 people that stayed with us for fruit tree pruning.
Oh, great.
From, lots of Central Ohio counties. And, you know, that's the beauty of this farm page gig. We couldn't do it without all these people and all these sponsors. They kind of do stuff behind the scenes that nobody really knows about. You know, they're always willing to roll up their sleeves, help us out financially, but then host a program, host an event, work cooperatively with us. So kudos to our sponsors.
Yes.
Kudos for Mike for predicting snow last Friday. you were right on. You should be a weatherman.
Yeah. Well, I can guess with the best of them, I guess. So. Oh, boy. Connie Smith, OSU Extension, Fairfield County. Always so much fun. Have a great weekend. I predict no snow this weekend.
And good for you.
Yeah,
yay.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you soon, Mike.